Welcome to Tiny TV. It's a mini episode of the TV show show. I'm Brittany High.
And I'm Rob Schulte.
What's up?
A whole fucking lot.
Okay, start from the beginning.
I'm back from LA.
Okay.
I'm in New York. You and I have a gigantic project we're working on, while at the same time goofing off with episodes like this.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, I'm having fun, but the plate is full.
It really is. And, you know, I think after we're recording this, can we tell people when we're recording this?
Oh, please tell them.
Okay. It's Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Brittany, there's a lot of big TV happening right now that relates directly to our podcast, whether or not they know it.
That's right. Tell them.
Dancing with the Stars has a new season, and James Van Der
Beek
is on it,
he is,
and he's dancing up a storm. I gotta tell you that.
Oh my gosh, what did you say?
Oh, I said he's dancing up a storm.
Yeah,
making me sweaty.
Okay, not in a personal way. It's none of my beeswax, so I won't be listening. Just tell people. Did watching James Van Der Beek strut his stuff that I did not previously know that he had make you horny? Horny for James Van Der Beek.
How dare you?
None of my beeswax.
No, I think I will put it out there on the record that James Van Der Beek, his dancing ability it made me, he's a hunk, it made me a little horny, and I think it probably made all of America horny.
Yeah,
quite
it made
honestly.
Sean Spicer
was the horniest dancer of them all. He was so horny he couldn't even move his legs.
I know, his knees were locked, he's so horny. Okay, we have to stop.
So he looked like fucking Frankenstein out there.
Yeah, but like a Frankenstein who just like has so much enthusiasm and zest for life.
I'm sorry, can we go back to how horny James Van Der Beek is?
Gosh.
I can't. Spicer, I can't. I don't need that.
I was howling in a horny way. What the?
You were doing the television. Oh!
Yes. Yep.
When he did that toe touch.
Oh my.
It's like, how is the British judge in the middle? I get it. He's the angry one. He's the whatever. I get that it's also a TV show and everything's about stakes and raising stakes and not making sure everything's perfect. But give me a break. James Van Der Beek and his dancing partner. I wish I knew her name. I will make up for this later.
Okay.
But they're killing it. They're absolutely killing it.
Are killing it.
And you know the host of Dancing with the Stars, like, personally, right?
Oh, yeah. I was actually, I can say this in all honesty. I was at his home just last week talking to my friend.
Tom Bergeron. Great man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's so cool that you get to go to his potlucks. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Well, one day.
I never thought that I would be as into Dancing with the Stars as I kind of am now, but you're not the only one who brought it to my attention. My girlfriend did. She's loving it. My dog's loving it.
Your dog loves it too?
I thought only parents liked this show.
Well, you are a parent now. You're a dog parent.
Apparently.
People who have real children tend to, disagree. Actually, no. Oh, I just checked my notes. They actually hate when people who have pets consider themselves parents. But you know what? It's too late. I can't edit this part out. So,
no, I get it. I understand. There are levels of responsibility in this world, and sometimes we just gotta take them. What? What the hell am I talking about?
Well, the other day when I was making my bed, you know, I'd cleaned my sheets. I was putting the sheets onto the bed.
Okay.
Putting pillows into the pillowcases. I turned to my partner and I said, this is so much work. I realized I could never have children. This is causing me so much, like, I'm just like so invested in just getting pillows into the pillowcase. I'm like, can you imagine if it was alive?
Can you imagine if it's like, I thought you were going to go with, could you imagine if I had to do this to multiple beds a day? No way.
Maids have the hardest time.
In this situation, the pillow is the child.
Yes. Yeah.
Imagine putting a shirt on a living thing every morning. Good God.
I tried to put a shirt on my dog and he's still fucking wearing it because I couldn't get it off.
Oh, gosh.
We're stupid.
Well, I love Tiny TV episodes because they go off the rails so quickly.
Yes.
But we should probably get down to some business before we let the people go.
Wait, we're not letting them go yet. I have to say something. When you had Bill Tilly as the guest and you were with Bill and I was on the, like, somewhere else, you know what I mean? Yeah. I edited that episode. You sent me the files. Okay.
Yeah.
And there is a part where the call kind of cuts out a little bit and I'm being like, hello, hello, hi, sorry. And you're talking to Bill being like, yeah, dude, like she's really crazy. Like, you know, sometimes she just like, I don't understand. Yes. It was so amazing. I was like, well, tell me how you really feel. Just kidding. It was
I didn't.
Yes. You definitely, you were like, yes. And Bill's like, really? Bill's so like, wow, I had no idea. You're really tough, man. You're really putting up with a lot of shit.
No, I didn't.
You can cut this out, but yes, it was really funny. You said, like, that's really crazy. It was like, she's crazy. Endearing, she's crazy. Don't be taking it personal.
Oh, I thought I was, like, being mean.
No.
Okay.
I'm taking you to court. I'm taking you back to Judge John Hodgman. I'm going to play the audio.
Tune in later to hear that one, folks. I'll be living under my bed for the rest of my life.
Cool. That's a good place to record.
Yeah. Well, I was only 4 hoofs deep at that point when we recorded.
Yeah.
But if anyone else would like to get in contact and hear what I have to say or what you have to say, they can use hashtag pink jeans on Twitter and Instagram.
Great.
There's also a Facebook discussion group for pink jeans. And there's a Instagram account for the TV show.
There sure is. It's at the TV show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hit us up. Tell us what you really think. But only if it's good, positive comments. I can't deal with negativity right now.
It's too tough.
All right. Well, Brittany, I'm going to go back and check all of my old audio.
Okay. And look for me saying anything weird.
No, mainly just to cover my own ass.
Yes.
But I will see you this next week when we cover an episode on Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
She wrote it, not me.
Yep. She said it. She wrote it. All right. See ya.
Bye, my helicopter's here. See ya.
Bye, later. Yeah, I was like, damn, I forgot. I forgot he had a helicopter.